There we go.
It's a story about a friend of mine who moved into a new house. He moved into a very old Edwardian house. And when he got the house, he was given a box with a set of keys inside it. And this guy, a friend of mine, they were really, really old fashioned, rustic keys, like old copper keys. So he basically didn't really know what the keys were for. But he walked around the old house with the old fittings, and he spent 2 or 3 days trying all the keys out individually. Like, and there was about 49 keys. He narrowed them all down, and he used all 48 keys, but there was one key left. He wasn't really worried. A couple of days after he moved in, he went up inside the attic. After he went inside the attic, he'd done a bit of exploration, found some boxes, and right in the corner of the attic, there was a little door, a trapdoor cupboard, you know, right in the corner of the room. He was like, what? He was going, what is this door for? So he decided to run back downstairs and get the bunch of keys. And this is it. It's actually a story of a friend of mine. When he went down to get the keys, he picked these old keys up and went up the stairs, up the ladders, into the attic, over to the corner of the trapdoor. The guy, my friend of mine, told me he's turned it round. It was a stiff lock. It's unlocked. It's opened. And in the very corner of the room, I swear to God, in the very corner of the room, there was a little girl. She was bent over, like, it looked like she was in pain. She had dark hair, and she was like rocking back and forward, really not making any noise apart from the guy says to him, little girl, what's wrong? Can I help you, little girl? And she's turned around, she says, I'm not a little girl. I'm like,